The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me tonight here on Off Limits. If you want to call in during the show, the number is 323-843-6160. I'm happy to take your call. What is today? Today's Monday now, technically, here in Sunday some places. So we're doing gay mass today, which is we're talking about gay topics or issues, but also things that are non-gay related as well. But generally, we talk about gay stuff on Sundays. So if you want to say something about what we're talking about, free. Before I start, I wanted to say that I had an interesting comment on my blog page on my website, which is offlimitsshow.com, which, by the way, I really need to update. I created that site, I don't know, a couple years ago, or maybe 3 years ago. I don't know where I started my show. I guess 3 years ago. And I didn't really plan on updating every freaking day, and I really should, and I haven't been doing it, keeping up with it. So I'm going to redo the whole site and make it something really cool. So I'll have a blog, and I'll have all the episodes on there, and I'll have you can play the episodes on there, which you can do now, but not quite as well as I want to do it. Anyway, I'll be much sleeker site soon, so I'm going to redo the whole thing, make it easier to update as well. But I do want to say that there was someone who posted on my blog from Blog Talk Radio named Apocalypse, whom I'm sure you all are aware of if you're on BTR. And something I have to say about people on BTR is this, is that a lot of people on BTR do not use their real identities, and they don't really put themselves out there, their face out there, their real self, because it protects them from feeling vulnerable or from being hurt, or really people actually, you know, kind of attacking them on a real basis. I've always put myself out there, and my face is out there, and my pictures are out there, and I've never hidden who I am or who I am. So if you, have a problem with me, you can address me, and that's fine. But you know, I have no respect for people who hide behind a name and don't actually allow themselves to be seen. No pictures, no real identity, no nothing, just troll. So when people, trolls like that, kind of come at me, it's typically someone who doesn't have any kind of real identity out there. So I find them to be really cowardly. And so this is what this person did. I wanted to read what they said because I found it kind of amusing, and I wanted to talk to you about what you thought about it. So he says that I appear to be very intolerant of straights and white people. Only my opinion counts, and I claim that I don't use the N-word, yet ironically used it over 25 times counting on the show, yesterday's show. Avoid the sociopath. He talks about the same lame three subjects, liberalism, race, sexual orientation. He knows nothing else, and it's some lame way to get back at his father who ditched him. Well, I responded to him, and you can see what I said on the website, but I wanted to respond to you here. Now, first of all, I talk about the same three subjects on my show because, well, I talk about liberalism, race, and sexual orientation because, well, I'm gay, so sexual orientation is somewhat important to me, race because I'm biracial, and liberalism because I'm liberal. Now, should I be talking about God and country and about George Bush and the Ku Klux Klan and, you know, getting straight porn? I mean, I'm not really sure what I should be talking about on my show that I am the producer of. So I'm not really sure what people expect me to talk about except the things that I know about. And those are the things I do know about. Now, I do know about many more things than that, namely architecture, obviously. I know about engineering. I know about design. I know about many things. But I find it just amusing that someone would say I shouldn't talk about the things that I talk about. So I talk about what I know, just like anybody else. And on Desert Rose's show, she talks about the things she knows. And Drew's producer's show and Mr. Movie Show, Debbie Daly talks about the things that she thinks she knows. So, you know, I think it's just you talk about who you are. And that's what I do. And I think if you're really going to have an audience for someone to listen to you, you kind of have to be open about who you are to some degree. You don't have to be completely like an open book, but you have to some degree be yourself, right? And be open and be subject to criticism. And that's why I'm brave. And the people who do those kind of shows like Desert Rose and the people on BTR are brave because they allow themselves to be out there and people can come at them and, you know, that's okay. And he also says that the N-word. Oh, yeah, yesterday's show was about what? The N-word. So, yeah, we did use the N-word many times talking about the N-word. So that's what happened, I think. And what's the other thing I was talking about? My father ditched me. My father did not ditch me. I ditched my father, as anyone who listens to my show knows. My father wants to have a relationship with me, and I don't talk to him. So because he is a homophobic asshole. If he were white and a homophobic asshole, I still wouldn't talk to him. So nothing to do with his race, as someone else had pointed out as well. So I just wanted to respond to that because it really makes me laugh to some degree, because it's like, what am I supposed to do but talk about what I know and who I am? So I thought that, found that to be kind of odd. Anyway, so I do kind of get annoyed with people who are hiding behind something on BTR and not really being themselves. And, you know, today I heard on Daily Show via Mr. Midnight Movie Show, because I was forced to listen to it. Well, I wasn't forced. I stayed there for a while, left. But they were talking about religion. And, you know, we talk about religion on the show a lot as well, because I think that's very important to me. And what I heard was Mr. Solutions, but he should be called Mr. Problematic, which should be his name, actually, talking about how horrible of a person he is. I mean, how wonderful he is and what he knows everything about the Bible and blah, blah, blah. And basically telling Mr. Midnight Movie he was not logical. So this man who actually believes in the Bible, which is perfectly fine, can believe whatever he likes, actually tells someone who's approaching it from a logical standpoint that the Bible doesn't make logical sense, is illogical. He was saying that Adam and Eve were logical, but that evolution was not logical. Now, logic, by its very nature, is about what? It's about proving itself through logic and reason. And so you prove one thing, then you prove the next, and you prove the next. And so with evolution, you have proof of each of these things occurring through scientific method, which scientific method is a logical process. When it comes to religion, religion is really more about a person's belief and faith in something, and faith is about something you have no proof, right? So how could it be logical? It's not. It's not a logical thing. And so this man is going on and going, well, it's not logical for you to think this way. It's not logical for you to feel like this. Like, you can't go on about how you think of this as logical. It's really not logical at all. I mean, I can't stand the man's fucking voice. I mean, it's like fucking fingernails on a goddamn chalkboard. I can't stand him. And so something like that is not someone you can actually have a real discussion with, because he, I believe, truly is a sociopath and believes every single fucking thing he says and thinks he actually is right every fucking thing. And so you can't have a debate with someone like that. And so when Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish Producer were actually talking to them, it was quite interesting to me that the man was – actually, if you listen to what he said, well, Mr. Solutions, as he calls himself, he didn't really make a lot of sense. He likes to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk about what he's saying and, you know, make you think that you're not saying anything, but you really are. You know, you make you think that your argument doesn't make any sense, but you do. All he does is a lot of double talk, and he doesn't really know what the fuck he's talking about. And for someone like that, he's really not very – he may claim to be educated – but someone who's actually educated would actually say the things that he says, because he obviously doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. So anyway, it just irritates me when you try to have a debate with anybody or discussion and you can't come at it from a logical perspective. It is really very difficult. Now, I do know that there are people out there who disagree with me on certain things about, they find what I'm saying to be illogical, but I think I'm a relatively logical person. I can take things to a logical perspective, but even the things that they were saying, that between them, we were talking about the God particles, basically is what they were talking about, and about, you know, where did the Big Bang occur from and where did it happen and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so what I said in the chat room, I think I said was basically science and religion, neither one of them can prove the other one wrong, okay? Religion cannot prove that science is wrong. And science cannot prove that religion is wrong. The reason I say that is because if there was something here that manifested Big Bang, what happened before that, and before that, religion says, well, there you go, that's God. There's no other explanation for it but God. And science goes, no, 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 because it didn't happen because of this, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't actually prove anything. There's no proof. Until I have proof, I have to see proof to believe it. So you have these two disparate beliefs in something But really, they're coming from the same side, two different sides of the same coin. And you really cannot prove scientifically where we all come from, what the nature of the universe actually is, where it came from initially. And you can't prove it theologically either. So I think it's something people will be debating forever. But I find that, you know, why is it that someone like Mr. Solutions feels that someone who disagrees with him is illogical? Is it illogical to disagree with someone? No. What is illogical is not using logic, and Mr. Solutions, I find, doesn't really use it at all. So neither does Debbie Downer either. So, I mean, these people are really not very logical people. And so my point is like, when I have a discussion with someone, I'm talking about any topic, whether it's politics, religion, liberties, rights, whatever, whatever I'm talking about, I think logically. And so it's hard to discuss anything with anyone in an illogical or irrational perspective. And I always say on my show too, look, you can't really argue with someone with someone's religious beliefs. Their religious beliefs are so fucking ingrained in them that have logical discussion is almost impossible, because they themselves have been led to believe, some would say brainwashed, what they believe in. Now, look, I have respect for someone else's beliefs, okay? And what I mean by respect is this, is that you're free to believe whatever you believe. If you're a religious person and Jesus Christ following, loving, evangelical Christian, whatever, fine. That is perfectly fine. But if you're going to have a discussion with me about it and try to convince me that you are right and I am wrong, there's no way to have that discussion without being logical, at least not in my perspective, because I can't think any other way. So I just wanted to say that about that and that whole discussion that I had on their show tonight, which was actually a good show, part before that, actually. But they kept going on, and they had this guy show, I don't remember his name, talking about Christianity and blah, 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 and talking to Goofy Bone about Christianity, actually. And they were debating Christianity and from a Catholic perspective and a Christian perspective, and really they're the fucking same thing. They just have different ideas of how you get to God, essentially. And so I just find it funny when Christians and Catholics and Jews and Muslims or whatever argue about this thing that is so really honestly insignificant. I know that's going to piss people off when I say that your religion is insignificant. And what I mean insignificant is not that it's necessarily insignificant to you, but does it really matter what someone else's religious beliefs are? I mean, does it affect you? As long as it doesn't affect you in your rights, which it does in this country, I'm going to get to that in a second, but as long as it doesn't affect you personally, it doesn't have any kind of bearing on your life, then what the fuck difference does it make what somebody else believes? It doesn't matter. If somebody wants to believe that God came down and plopped a man and a woman on the freaking paradise in the middle of Africa, which is unlikely to be in the middle of Africa, but it's possible, I guess, I mean, that is going to actually be something that happened, and God walked, and Jesus Christ walked on water and did all these miracles and blah, blah, and he's here to save sins, and you believe in sin and blah, blah, blah. You can believe in all of that stuff because it is perfectly okay. Just don't tell me that I have to believe the way you believe, whether it's an atheist or an agnostic person or a humanist, which is more like me, I'm more a humanist than anything, really, a Christian or a Jew or whatever. Just have your fucking belief system, live your fucking life the way you want, and just fucking leave everybody else fuck alone, you know? I mean, it's really not difficult. But we have these goddamn wars. We've had wars over religion in this fucking world. War after war after war after war, and people have died and been murdered and killed and sacrificed in the name of some being that they cannot see and they just have a quote-unquote faith in. I mean, is this really the world you want to live in, where we have these types of things happen based on something that we cannot prove? Whether it is science or whether it is religion, you can't really prove the origin of this, of our existence. It just isn't, and we're not going to know until we die. And if we die and there's some God there and says, oh, well, you know, come on in, or whatever, you know, those atheists can say, well, I was wrong, okay, let's go in. And if we die and, you know, there's nothing else there and that's it, that's all there is existence, we'll never know the difference. So to argue over something is that insignificant, and that's what I mean by the word insignificant, is really stupid and childish. That's all I wanted to say about that. So if you want to call in with your thoughts on this topic or anything else, the number is 323-843-6160. We can discuss it and anything else on your mind tonight. Tonight's kind of an open mic night because I'm not really don't have a lot of talk about things to talk about, but I do want to mention one thing quickly about Paula Deen. We talked about this last night on the show, and on it was last night's show or last week, whatever the last show I had was. I can never remember. I have so many. But anyway, whatever the last show I had was, we talked about the N-word, and we talked about Paula Deen, and we talked about her being dropped from the Food Network as a result of her using that type of language. Well, it came out today, or more details came out today, regarding what has happened, you know, with her and this whole thing. And apparently, there have been several other employees who have come forward and stated that this other woman who's suing her were not the only ones that actually were subjected to her bigoted, you know, words and behavior. And one of her employees, who's black, actually, she called him her quote-unquote little monkey. My little monkey, really? My little monkey is what we called him. And that's how she referred to him, to his face as well as behind his back. And also her brother, Bubba, of course his name's got to be Bubba, was, you know, also running this restaurant. And he, when confronted by a black employee previously, before all this ever happened, a different employee, he was confronted by this other black employee because they were treating him badly in a bad work environment and being sort of being very racist and making racist jokes around him, whatever. He actually confronted Bubba, her brother, and said to him, "I'm going to file a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission." And her brother responded, quote, "You don't have any civil rights here," end quote. It's how he responded. And then also, basically, they found evidence of systemic racial discrimination and harassment in her, most of her restaurants, and a lot of people were not promoted that actually had been there longer and actually had tenure, or whatever you want to call it, tenure, not really tenure, but you know what I mean. People who had been there longer and worked harder or whatever and were passed over for Caucasian employees who had been there for a much shorter period of time. And it's an obvious rampant discrimination going on here. Now, whatever you think about people who actually are racist or whatever, that's one thing, but it's obvious that there is a situation in her restaurants and in her midst, and she's part of the problem. So I don't feel sorry for anyone who treats people differently based on their race or their religion or their you know, belief system or whatever. You can't treat people differently based on what they believe. I mean, look, I don't like conservatives, generally speaking, okay? But if I had a conservative working for me in my business, which probably have had, I would not treat them differently because we don't share the same political ideology. I would only treat them just as I would treat anybody else based on their what they do on their job every day and how well they do or how well they don't do or whatever. So that's how you have to treat people. That's why it's called equal opportunity. And you can't single out one person because they just simply don't agree with you, and that's it. You have to treat everybody the same, at least in the job or workforce. If you have more than like 25 employees, especially, you have to, otherwise you're up for litigation like this. So it doesn't seem that Paula Deen is the nice old Southern lady that she's always pretended to be. I mean, of course, she herself probably doesn't see herself as having done anything wrong because that's how she was quote-unquote raised, and that's okay for her to feel that way. But I think most of us who actually have a brain know that it's different. So we're going to talk about more about what's going on in the news as well as an abortion issue. Texas is coming out, is trying to pass this abortion law because of Perry, our retarded governor we have. We go from one retarded governor to the next year in this fucking state. So if you want to say something about that, you can call in on that as well. The call-in number is 323-843-610. And we'll be right back.
Lights, models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Many nibbly things.
Oh, whatever, please.
All right, we'll finish off the blue. Dolls. jumping off the wall.
Bye, Pat.
La foi, Tweety. La foi, Tweety.
Alright, so we are back. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. So Texas is trying, because of fucking Perry, Rick Perry is our governor, and I could do a whole fucking show on how much I can't stand this guy. He's a real disgusting human being, basically. Anyway, not because we disagree politically, he's just a disgusting, slimy, smarmy kind of guy. But anyway, The Republican Senate is trying, or Republican Parliament, or whatever we call it here, I can't remember, the Capitol, is trying to pass a law now to get around abortions or make it more difficult for abortions to occur in Texas. Where, and tried this previously before, which failed, and now they're trying it again, which has now passed the first part of the hurdle. I can't remember which side of the House or whatever. But anyway, what they're trying to do is make it so that this bill would ban abortions after 20 weeks and require that it take place in a surgical center, and it would restrict where and when women can take abortion-inducing pills. So it also would require doctors performing the abortions to actually have admitting privileges to hospital within 30 miles. So if this happens, it means that 37 out of 42 abortion clinics in Texas would have to retrofit all of their equipment and everything else in order to and undergo millions of dollars of upgrades in order to meet this requirement. So basically it's just a way to kind of get around making people or allowing people to have abortions. So if you have something to say about this, let me know. Ray Ray wants to say something. Ray Ray, you're on the air.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I have a question. Is, you know, sometimes you know, you're viewed, whether it's right, wrong, or whatever, you're viewed by who you're friends with as well.
Yeah, company
like,
you keep, yeah.
Well, I'll give you kind of an example. I'm a part of this group on Facebook, which has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, beliefs, religion, sexuality, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a group that's known for, like what was talked about previously, it's racial jokes, and it's not just black people, it's white honky jokes, it's all kinds of jokes, Asian jokes, it's everything else, but the people that come in the group, you know, have some sort of an understanding, it's all in good play, we don't hate anybody whatsoever. Well, there was a black guy that had joined the group because he was a big part of the industry that the group was about. And, you know, we liked him and everything else and let him, you know, we added him to the group. Well, somebody within the group had posted a black joke, and it wasn't the first or 100th, you know, racial joke that was posted. Well, and this is why I said last night, it's all about who's your company at the time. You know, like I'm completely not racist, and I can take a white honky joke, but there might be somebody that can't, you know, and you have to realize who you're joking around. Mm-hmm. Well, he took complete offense to the joke. And, of course, everybody kind of jumped in and was like, hey, hold on, you know, we didn't mean any sense by that whatsoever. Hey, you know what, tell as many white honky, Asian, whatever jokes you want to. Like we tried to really let him know, like, hey, this is nothing against you whatsoever. Like we tried to pat him on the butt, you know, the whole nine yards. And then he took it to the next level and started threatening to kill people. And that's when, yeah, that's when we were like, okay, sorry, dude, you're out of the group. You know, and what had happened was one random guy, it's not a guy that made the joke or anything, just one random guy that was part of the group, made a comment, and, you know, was like, hey, you need to chill out a little bit, you know. And when he said that, the black guy kind of responded and said, well, you know what, I'm going to come after you, and I'm going to kill your wife and children. And his wife happens to be a friend of mine. So what happens from there?
Mm-hmm.
My point is, what happens from there? We're talking months later. There was a big to-do, nothing to do with race or anything. There was a big to-do. The girl, my friend, had, because basically the guy's character was at play. And everybody is going crazy about this guy and this guy's character and whatever. Well, the friend of mine had commented somewhere, you know, yeah, he actually threatened me and my child. And then he decided to post her entire Facebook, you know, picture, the whole nine yards, the link to it and everything, and was talking about her. And I commented and I said, no, actually, you did. Because he's like, you know, this bitch right here, blah, 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 don't you know she's lying and I could legally get her and blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, actually, you did threaten her, if you don't remember correctly. It was over a racial joke. You know, I didn't lie. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was over a racial joke. Well, immediately when I said that, he blocked me. And I'm like, really? Big, bad guy, you're going to block me. So I found him within his own group. And we had it out all night long for about 3 hours, till about 3 o'clock in the morning, me and him back and forth. And at the end of it, he said I was racist. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with, like, you threatened somebody's wife and children that you don't even know. I'm like, that has nothing to do with race. I said, and how am I racist? And he said, because you hang out with those people. And I said, first of all, I don't hang out with anybody. They're friends of mine on Facebook, okay? I've never met the people in my life. I'm like, so because I know these people on Facebook, that makes me racist? And so that's kind of my point, is like, it's like people view you as the people that you're friends with.
Yeah, well, they do, and to some degree that can be true, and sometimes it's not. But I want to say that, first of all, I personally, just me personally, I would not be part of a group that had a bunch of racist jokes, whether they're for one race or another, whatever. Even if you're not racist yourself, or if you claim that you're not, or feel like you're not, that's fine, and that's fine. But I'm saying that I would not be part of a group like that, because it's just too sensitive of a topic. And that's exactly one example of that. Now, first of all, the guy who threatened people's lives obviously has issues beyond this, obviously. He wouldn't be threatening his life. So he's not a good example of a normal person who would be part of that kind of group, I would say.
I know, right? I mean,
yeah, but my point is, though,
of the group, you know.
My point is, though, that the people that are part of your group, though, I just find racist jokes to be in poor taste. I don't care if it's about my race or one of my two races or anybody's race. I just don't like racist jokes, period. I don't like jokes at anybody's expense about something that they cannot change. That's me. And I just don't
find
it funny.
And I respect that. And that's fine.
So I'm saying
when
that anybody,
entering this group, you know, you are told within entering this group that we kind of have this thing, you can't be butt hurt, you know, like that's kind of what we say. Look, we tell all kinds of jokes. And we say it up front. It's not that we don't like you whatsoever.
And he probably had an agenda, and he probably came to it realizing that you guys may be considered racist.
He actually told me that I am the only black person in that entire group, and the only reason that you brought me there was to, you know, criticized me. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. You are definitely not the only black person in the group. And no, we did not invite you to the group just to, you know, criticize you. That is definitely not what we're about. And, you know, and there are a lot of racial, whatever, just all kinds of jokes in the group.
Hear me now. Can you hear me now? 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 Testing, 1, 2, 3. You still can't hear me? Hello, people. Can you hear me? Okay, you can hear me now. Okay. Sorry. I think that was my fault. I think my fucking microphone came unplugged. Sorry. Anyway, so what I was saying to Ray was, Ray, good. So what I was saying about what you were saying is just this. Look, I feel like that's why I muted you, because I couldn't. I kept talking and you kept talking. So I think
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I know. My microphone was unplugged. Anyway, what I'm going to say to you was just this, though, was like, yeah, obviously the guy had issues, blah, blah, blah. And so obviously he shouldn't be in a group like that. And I'm not saying that. My question was to you, what I was trying to say before I got muted or whatever happened to me, is that what makes someone racist? Is it when you make a racist joke? Is it when it's exclusionary? Is it when you make fun of somebody because of something they can't change? What is it that makes someone racist? So in my opinion, telling a racist joke, what considered racist joke would be something that makes fun of a race about something they can't change or a stereotype necessarily, and you find it hilarious. Now, look, I've heard black jokes that are funny. I've heard white jokes that are funny. I've heard honky jokes, as you call it, that are funny. I've heard all kinds of jokes that are funny. But the thing is, I don't sit there and commiserate with people about it and say, oh, my God, you know, let's have a whole group about it. So you yourself said this group was not about racist jokes, but you said that you sometimes share them among yourselves. Is that correct?
Right. You know, no, this group is not, like, about racism or anything like that. It's just periodically somebody will share a joke.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I like I said, you yourself have to use your own judgment for what you consider to be appropriate and what's not appropriate racially or otherwise. I personally am so very sensitive about race for obvious reasons, and so I would be part of a group like that. Now, you're somebody who has not had a lot of experience being discriminated against because you're a Caucasian woman in the South. I know that you said you've been discriminated against in some ways.
No, actually,
I have, many years
of my life, but I was discriminated against because of being white, because I was a majority black.
Right, but it's not an everyday thing, though, like for you. Like, if you walked out and you went somewhere else in the South, you wouldn't be discriminated against because people see you as a Caucasian woman. If you were a black woman going to somewhere else in the South, maybe Mississippi or somewhere in the Deep South or something, and you went to a small town or something and somebody you went to stop at a convenience store, they may discriminate against you.
It's all location. Because, you know, when people think of the South, they automatically think predominantly white. But it, honest to God, depends on location. My location has to be, I mean, I'll go and check the status. I don't know. But there is a lot of black people. I mean, it's good. I'm not saying that's bad. It's good. We are very diverse. There's
but
not
I'm talking
just,
about
oh, a
black
couple
people,
black people here or there, you know. And there's tons
I'm
of black people,
about
and that's
black
good.
People. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about black people, white people, or whatever. I'm talking about you specifically as a white Caucasian woman in the South. Just you are not going to experience the same kind of racism, the same level, the same echelon of racism that a black African-American woman would in the South. Even in your location, I'm sure there are people who are racist. Sure of it.
Oh,
and
well, yeah,
although,
absolutely.
Yeah. Although there may or may not be the majority, I'm saying that there's racism that you will never experience because of who you are, which is not your fault any more than it's the fault of someone else who's not what you are. I'm just saying that you are not going to experience the same level of racism that a black person would. So my point is that black man who called in, although I understand and I agree that he should not be – I mean, that – racist jokes shouldn't be entertained or whatever. I agree with that. However, the way he went about it, obviously he has major, deeply seated issues that he has not obviously faced and is trying to, you know.
Right. I mean, I understood the fact that he was offended by it, and that was one thing. You know, everybody jumped up real quick and was like, sorry, dude, you know, didn't mean to offend you. And then he took it kind of to the next level. And to be honest with you, when he took it to the next level, a lot of people in the group took it to the next level and was
right.
really not
that's,
nice, let's
that's
just say.
Because racism is a very sensitive topic. So
yeah, it is. And when he took it to the next level, I have to – and I didn't – me, myself, I never once got into that battle. I just kind of sat back and watched it happen. I was like, I am definitely not getting in that shit.
Well, my advice is this, then. My advice is this. And this is just my advice, not to you necessarily, but in general for people. If you don't want to encounter – you don't want to be seen as a racist, in any way. You don't want to be seen as such. And even if you have the if you're not a racist, you don't consider yourself to be racist. Most people who are racist don't. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying generally people who are racist don't consider themselves to be racist, obviously. They say, oh, I'm not racist. I just don't like them. I want to be around them. I mean, to me, it's the same thing. But anyway, my point is then don't be put yourself in a situation where you entertain those jokes. And so even if you find them funny or whatever, that's fine. You're talking about behind closed doors, whatever. It's not fine. But if that's how you are, that's your choice. But if you're going to be in a public forum any kind and you're going to tell racist jokes or laugh at them or make maybe other people say that they're funny or whatever, then I think that you kind of get what you get. And you're going to get people who say, no, that's not okay, whether you agree with it or not. Now, do I think that people, like you said the other day, wasn't you, it was the other chick I talked to, bathtub girl, whom I don't like that much, but she's okay. Anyway, she said to me the other day, she said, well, it's all about intent. It's all about intent. Well, no, it's not. You know why it's not about intent? You know why it's not about intent? Because what you intend may be one thing, but what the consequence of what you do, of your action, is what matters. It's not what your intention is. I could intend to take someone to the store and then accidentally kill them in my car because I have a car accident. That's what matters, not the fact that I didn't intend to kill them.
Well,
so if you
intend one thing, but you have to face the consequences of what the reality is of what happened after the action.
Right, exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So even if their intention may not be negative in entertaining these jokes or participating in a conversation like that, I'm saying that the end result is that someone gets hurt, even though you yourself didn't necessarily intend it to be a mean thing or a racist thing. Because like you said, they said, oh, sorry, hurt your feelings, whatever. Well, yeah, you're sorry, but you shouldn't have said it in the first place. That's how I see it, because I don't feel like what your intention is matters as much as what the outcome is. That's how I feel. See what I mean?
But, yeah, I agree with that. And I think maybe sometimes, and I've said this before, like, for example, it doesn't have to do about race, but I went on a kind of a rant about moms putting their children on leashes. One day.
Oh, God. Uh-huh.
I was like, I cannot stand. I mean, I'm a vet tech, okay? I deal with dogs. I've trained dogs the whole nine yards. I'm like, you do not treat your dog like a child, and you don't treat your child like a dog. That's just my idea. You know, you will not put my damn kid on a leash. Mm-hmm. And I just went on and on about how, you know, parents are scared that, you know, people are going to take their kids or whatever. I was like, it's really that the parents are, you know, feel like they're insufficient as parents because they can't watch their child properly. Well, I had one person who I didn't even really know that I was friends with on Facebook, but she commented and she said, well, I periodically use leash for my child, but my child has autism, and it's not that I don't watch him, but it's that, you know, he hurts himself and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, you know what? You just changed my view a little bit because I cannot tell you that I know what it's like to have a child with autism.
Right.
You know, and that's understandable. I'm not going to judge you for that whatsoever, you know. Mm-hmm. And so what I put later was we all judge. The people that say that they don't judge are the people that actually just never speak out their judgment. They're the people that keep it to themselves. And people like me, if I judge you on something, I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to be like, well, hell, why the hell did you do this? And then somebody like her comes along and says, well, this is why I do this. So judging might not always be a bad thing, because if you open up and you judge somebody, there might be somebody that comes along and gives you a different view. And you go, oh, well, you know what? Hey, maybe I was wrong. This isn't always bad, you know?
Well, unfortunately, most people aren't as open-minded enough to say that maybe I was wrong. Most people are completely convinced.
That's right.
Convinced that they're right about everything. I mean, I think that's what liberalism, in my opinion, I consider myself a liberal person. I'm liberal and politically and also in thought. That's what liberalism is about. It's about freedom of thought and about open-mindedness, and meaning that, I'll take what you're telling me and I'll filter through my knowledge and my experience and I'll decide if I agree with you or not. I'm not going to say, okay, what you're telling me is bullshit because it's completely different than me. I'm going to weigh what you're saying and logically weigh it and decide for myself. So that's what a liberal person does. And so if you're able to do that, that's great and that's wonderful. I think that's how most people should be, is that, look, I'm not always right. Sometimes I'm wrong. Convince me otherwise, fine. But most people are like, no, you don't agree with me, you're wrong. Fuck you, you're wrong. You know, fuck you, you're wrong. So I think that that's great you can be that way, because most people aren't. So.
Exactly. I mean, I'm always willing, you know, if I have a view and you can explain to me, you know, how my view is wrong in a certain situation, I'm going to actually step back and go, well, damn, you know what? If I was in that situation, I would probably have the same damn view. You know, like,
right,
okay, you
right.
just changed my mind.
Right, right. And, you know, when it comes to anything, whether it's race or sexual orientation or being a woman versus a man or whatever the case is, the only way to really understand it without actually walking in that person's shoes is to know somebody who's gone through a life that's been fraught with strife because of their differences, and actually listen to what they're saying and actually say, look, this, when I hear a racist joke, it hurts my feelings. Or when I hear someone say a gay joke, it hurts my feelings. Or when I hear maybe say, you know, when I hear guys make women because they say they're less than they are or something, that hurts my feelings. Whatever. And you kind of begin to understand them, then you can have an enlightenment, you know. And if you're open minded, you can. Which is the key, I think. Unfortunately, on BTR, there are not a lot of open-minded people. There are a lot of very, very open-minded people on here. And it's not often that you run across people who are willing to say that they were wrong, so that's good. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Okay.
Go ahead. What are you going to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to bring up one other topic on the racism point.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple people, and it's been white people. You know, when racism is discussed, they've come to me, and it's not just my personal situations, but other situations that I've come across, and they'll say, oh, that's reverse racism.
Mm.
And I'm like, there's no such thing.
Right.
Racism is racism. I'm like, have you looked it up? I mean, there is no reverse racism.
Right. I know.
Racism is racism. I'm like, whether it's white on black on white on Asian, no matter what it is, racism has one definition, you know, there's no reverse. And to say that it's reverse leaves out lots of other races, too. I'm like, so you're saying reverse racism is black on white, but what about Asians? What about Mexicans or, you know, Hispanics, rather? You know, I'm like, come on, get real.
I concur. I agree with you. That's very true. That's a good point. I mean, I do hear that sometimes when people, Caucasian people may say, you know, well, what reverse discrimination or whatever, and you're absolutely right. It's just discriminatory or it's not. Either you're discriminating against a set of people for a certain reason or you're not. So you're absolutely right. That's a good point. Thank you for telling me that. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, come back, and wrap up the show. If you want to call in real quick, the number is 323-843-6160. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Thinking that my love could hold you. crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
All right, so that's the show tonight. We have a short show tonight. If you want to catch me next time, please do. I appreciate David, Desert Rose, U.S. producer Ray for calling in. Thank you, Ray Ray, Stabbing the Cup for listening. I see you guys next time. Good night.
To life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.